We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What happened with you in Los Angeles last year? Because it's pretty amazing to look at the numbers. 219 batting average, not an awful lot of production. And the fact that they moved you around, and then in the playoffs you were batting, what, eighth in the lineup. What happened there? Were you happy there, or what happened there?
Well, no, I don't know. It was a strange situation. I don't know. I wasn't very happy there. The situation for them to trade me to the Dodgers, I don't know. I don't know what was the deal there. And I didn't feel good, you know, being for my everyday player, then to be used the way I was using it. And I didn't feel comfortable, and I didn't know when I was going to play, when I was going to hit. So it was difficult for me.
I mean, it's just human nature to be a little nervous first time up, first game, new team. Did you have a little bit of anxiety in that first game? Because obviously you got a hit in your last time up, but struck out the first three times, which you hadn't, I think you had done once in the last, whatever, 4 years. But was there a little bit of nervousness being with a new team, first game and everything?
Well, you know, you get your butterflies and all that, but, you know, I didn't think it was all nervous about, you know. I saw the ball good, you know, I got some tough pitches, and, you know, this kind of thing happens. You know, I hope it don't happen often, but, you know, it happens. It could have happened the last day of the season. It could happen the first, like it happened the first day. So, you know, things that happen, you play and you strike out.
Was yesterday a long day off? I mean, you know, you probably, after losing a game, you probably want to go right back at it and play the next day. How's the team responding right now, you know, for game two?
Well, we're fine. It would have been better to play the next day, but we're fine, and, you know, we relaxed. Now we're going to go into where we're going to be playing a couple of games in a row, and uh-huh. I think it's going to be better now that we're going to get, you know, the hang of it, you know, playing a couple of games in a row.
Julio, you played both in the American League and in the National League. Obviously, that short stint in Los Angeles, but before that in Houston. Do you find a big difference between these two leagues? It seems to me more and more that even the newer players, the younger players, the better ones are popping up in the American League.
Well, I didn't see, you know, much difference that the pitchers hit in the National League besides in the American League. I couldn't tell you the difference. You know, the only thing is that you got different guys in the National League, different guys in the American League. You know, you get to know the guys, the pitchers, the hitters, and all that stuff, but I didn't see too much difference.
Is it different for you in that your game relies on some speed, and yet in this batting order, there has been a tendency in the last few years to shy away from even moving guys up an awful lot because you've got a David Ortiz and a Manny Ramirez coming up, you know, two spots after you?
Well, we're still going to be aggressive. We're still going to be running. You know, we're going to be, probably we're going to do a little less than what we used to. But we're still going to be, running, you know, whenever I have a chance. And, you know, if I steal a base, then we're closer to the plate. And, you know, they can drive me in.
Julio, I know that you worked a lot with Luis Alcea in the spring on your footwork. Was there some of the habits that they were trying to correct you of, hard habits to break, and do you feel like you got a pretty good grasp of it now?
Yeah, I feel good. We work on little things, you know. It's not exactly one exact thing. Just, you know, getting ready for spring training, getting ready for season, and, you know, there's things that, you know, you work through the years. Every year you do the same. You know, people have different mentalities. He has his way to do things. You know, I got my way to do things, and, you know, he was just teaching me how he did it, you know, and if it works for me. But, you know, actually you got to go where it works for you, you know.
So what you're saying is that you really haven't changed much at all? Are you just doing like you have always done it, or?
Well, no, you know, we work on square my feet more a little to first base. Before I used to step across, you know, when I catch the ball, now I want to curl up a little more to first, and, you know, a little things like that. Sometimes you got to see it to understand instead of me saying it, you know.
understand.
You guys are facing a lefty tonight, correct?
Yeah, we're facing the vice president.
What do you know about him?
Well, fast with his guys that throw a lot of awesome pitches, keep the guys out of balance, and he's who has a good command. He's a good pitcher. And we'll see what's going on today.
We're talking with Julio Lugo out in Kansas City. For some strange reason, Julio, we have now gone through, what, four shortstops in the last 3 years with this ball club. They can't seem to stick with one guy. And I'm wondering, one, how you feel about that, and two, how much David Ortiz or the other guys, I know he's a buddy of yours, have kind of told you what Boston's like and the emotion and the scrutiny every single day of every little ground ball, anything that happens, the fact that it's really exaggerated here. Edgar Renteria had difficulty playing here. He leaves. He goes to Atlanta. He had a terrific season last year. And a lot of people think it's because he had difficulty with some of the booing, some of the criticism here. How much do you know about it? How much does it concern you?
Well, I don't know much about it, you know, and I don't think nobody can handle, you know, people booing, you know. It's hard when you people boo you. But people have different attitudes, different, you know, mentalities, and I just want to come in there and, you know, do my best, no worry about, you know, playing bad. You know, I just want to play good so people don't have to boo me or any teammates. I don't think any athlete wants to be booed. You know, you go in there, play your best, try your best, give it your 100%. You know, you're going to strike out, you're going to make errors, yes. But, you know, it's not like I'm not going to be lack of effort. It's me, I just want to be myself and try my best and see what happens, you know.
Have any of the guys said anything to you, said, hey, listen, you know, just toughen up, don't worry about it, ignore it? Has anybody brought up the fact that this is a lot different than playing, let's say, in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they told me, you know, it's a lot different. And you have more fans, people that, you know, care more. People that go in there, they Rex are fans. I mean, they love it, you know, when they laugh when they win and they cry when they lost.
That's
and,
it.
And this, that's how they are. I mean, you got to respect that, you know, and they got to respect us.
Julio, were the Red Sox a clear-cut favorite in your eyes when you entered the free agent market? I know that the Cubs had maybe talked to you a little bit about playing outfield for them, but clearly the Red Sox have had interest in you a long time. When you hit the free agent market, were they the clear-cut favorites in your eyes?
Well, to tell you the truth, yes. Boston was probably my first choice when I came up to be a free agent. You know, I was like 15, and, you know, I've been in this division for a while, and I know. Well, yeah, Boston was one of my main goal, and, you know, when I thought the deal was right, I was like, listen, that's what I want to go, that's what I'm going to feel comfortable, and, you know, let's get it done.
Was any team close?
Yeah, it was very close in a few other teams.
What were the teams?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into it, but I tell you, I had some offers, you know, a little more money from some other guys. And, but, you know, like I said, this is where I wanted to come. You know, I feel good here.
And were the other teams asking you to play different positions? Or, I mean, off clearly the Red Sox, you want to play shortstop.
Yeah, some teams asked me to play different positions, yeah, mm-hmm. But I wanted to stay short. That's one of the main reasons too, I came here.
It's obvious that that you're going to hit for a lot more production than the guy that was here last year. On the other hand, Alex Rodriguez was a great defensive shortstop. Do you have any fear at all that you are going to be compared to him defensively out there on the field?
Well, you know, you're a professional athlete. Every day you get compared to someone. The only thing, you got to be yourself. You can't be worrying about the other guy, the guy next to you. You got to be yourself. When you try to imitate somebody else, that's when you get in trouble. You know, I'm going to be myself. You know, I'm Julio, and that's the reason why I'm here. And I'm going to take it from there.
All right, Julio, we'll let you go play a baseball game. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the season. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Julio.
All right, Julio. Thank you, my man. Thank you, Julio Lugo, here on the big show.
I'm going to start calling you my man.
My man. My man, I like that. My man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.